The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. One Sabbath, while Jesus was going through the grain fields, his disciples plucked some heads of grain, wrapped them in their hands, and ate them. But some of the Pharisees said, "Why are you doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus answered, "Have you not heard or read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God and took and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and gave some to his companions." Then Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." Gospel of the Lord. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth. We follow Jesus, then we follow his way of life. Simply, Jesus lived all his life with the love of God for each one of us. He loved us so much that he willingly accepted the passion, the crucifixion, and death. Of course, on the third day he rose. But the way where we love unconditionally, this is Jesus' love. He loved us so much, even he sacrificed his life for each one of us. This is the way. This is life. Life, of course, you have to live. But real life is true love. Means you sacrifice yourself for others. What the saint of today is Peter. He offered his life for the slaves. We also offer our lives for our parents, our relatives, our children. When we say we love, means you have to sacrifice. So each Mass is the beginning of daily life. Say yes to the will of God the Father. And will of God the Father is nothing else but to love your neighbor as yourself. His fortune is not very too much about tomorrow or things of yesterday. We have only one present moment to live the will of God, the only way. That's why Mother Teresa of Calcutta always says, us as priests, that every Mass, you should say it as the first Mass, the last Mass, in the unique Mass. In this way, the way we have to live also our daily life, if the first opportunity, last opportunity to be a friend, to listen, to talk, and to love, nothing else, then this, the will of God, being acted in it every present moment.